Bernadette Peters has been entertaining audiences since she was 3 years old, finally going legit at age 9 when she got her Actors' Equity card. In addition to her many nominations, she's received 2 Tony Awards, a Golden Globe, and 2 Grammys, along with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bernadette's most recent Broadway show was the Stephen Sondheim, Hugh Wheeler musical, A Little Night Music, which was highlighted by her show-stopping rendition of Send In the Clowns. It's a song that shows how far Bernadette Peters has come in her career, a career she'll be celebrating on stage with the Tucson Symphony on Saturday, March 19th. Right now, Bernadette describes herself as being in between Sondheims. She's looking forward to starring in Follies at the Kennedy Center next month.
One was truly a gift because I really knew nothing about Desiree in A Little Night Music, because I basically get attracted to roles through the music, and she really just has 1.5 songs. But I did not realize what an incredible role and wonderful character and how beautifully the script was written by Hugh Wheeler. And that was a huge gift and a great joy to be able to do.
And what excites you about Follies?
You know, first of all, I say, oh, what does she sing? Oh, my goodness, she sings Buddy's Eyes and Losing My Mind. And I never sang those songs for years. And finally, I started getting interested in them. And I put them in my own concert about 1.5 years ago. And then I started reading the script and realized what touching script it is. Just people, well, married people, trying to connect and trying to reconnect and the road they didn't take and the things they didn't do and the expectations that they had and now what they realize life really is. And quite lovely, quite beautiful.
Can you describe the qualities that really draw you to a song these days? Do you have particular things that you look for in the songs you sing?
Well, you know, when I do a concert, and I do many concerts, I have to sing the song over and over. So it has to keep my interest. So it seems to be that Steve Sondheim's, because he writes the music and the lyrics, it's very beautifully thought out and written, and there's a meaning and there's a reason for everything, and that's so much fun. As I'm learning this script, I'm learning Follies, and I'm learning the music. Why is that? That's not the word I've been singing. It's not "and," it's "I," and what a difference that makes. And he writes for the character in the show, so if there's a quarter note there, usually it's expressing the character's anger or excitement, or there's a reason. The music is actually a beautiful map of what's going on.
And have you already chosen your material for the show that you'll be doing in Tucson?
I have many Sondheims. I also do Rodgers and Hammerstein. So I have Some Enchanted Evening and I have Mr. Snow, which are lovely songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm singing Peggy Lee's Fever. I'm singing a song no one would expect me to sing, Shenandoah, that beautiful Americana song. And Sondheim, I'm doing No One Is Alone, which I love. And then I'm doing Losing My Mind and Buddy's Eyes. I'm doing Not a Day Goes By, which I sang on the Sondheim birthday celebration that was on PBS. It's funny, I don't sing many of the songs that I myself sang in the shows. I usually sing other people's songs.
And why do you think that might be?
I don't know.
Chance to walk in someone else's shoes.
You know why? Because during the show, I'm hearing their songs. First of all, I wasn't in Mary Lou Who Wrote Along, so I never sang Not a Day Goes By. And I wasn't in Follies yet. So these two songs, which I am singing, I hadn't played the character yet. But when I'm in a show, I'm usually hearing all the music, all the other music. And so it becomes very inspiring. And I'm thinking, oh, I like that song. How would that song work if a woman sang it? How would that song work? How would that suit what I feel in the world right now? You know, that kind of thing. So it just gets you very inspired.
Has being on stage always come easily to you?
I think it has. I think it really has. Of course, don't forget, I started when I was 3.5. But I started on stage. But on stage, I started at 9. So I really learned my way. I grew up on the stage, so I really have know my way, you know, around.
Do you observe changes in your personality? Like, are you familiar at this point with your stage persona, and you know when you walk on stage that that's going to take over, and you trust in that? Is it a different experience for you? I don't know. Can you sort of describe how you deal with going on stage in front of these big audiences now?
In a show, you're playing a character, and you're coming on stage as that character to do something, to feel something. And there's a fourth wall, and you invite the audience in to go through that experience with you. And in my concerts, I invite the audience in, but there's no wall. We're all in the four walls together. We're enclosed in the four walls, and I'm very open to the audience. And we're all having this open experience together, and I talk to the audience, and it's hello, you know.
I found out online that you do charity work with dogs, and you have an annual event called Broadway Barks.
I do. It's my passion to try to help animals in shelters.
Well, tell us about that.
When our dog passed away, we went to what we thought was the city shelter, which is the ASPCA, which used to be the city shelter in New York. It turned out they're not the city shelter, but we found our dog Kramer there because all of a sudden there was a dog, and I said, oh, I always wanted a dog that looked like that. He looked like Tramp, Lady and the Tramp. And I wrote my first children's book about Kramer, who's lying on the floor right now. Then they said, oh, no, no, this isn't the city shelter anymore. So we went, oh, well, we have to go see the city shelter. So we went to the city shelter, and we couldn't believe the amount of dogs that were in there, purebreds, Neapolitan Mastiffs, Cocker Spaniels, Poodles, and, of course, the maligned pit bull. So we saw, and then I thought, we have to help them. And that's how Broadway Barks started. We just finished. I was in Annie Get Your Gun, and we had just won raising the most money of all the Broadway shows for something called the Easter Bonnet Show. So we were feeling really good. We said, well, what else can we do? Who else can we help? Let's help the animals in the shelters. And you get everybody from the shows to come out between shows on a matinee day, meet their dog, bring them up on stage, and get the dogs adopted. Well, now it's going to go on. It's going to be 13 years this year. It's a wonderful event, and a lot of animals get adopted. We have dogs and cats, but it belongs to the Broadway community, and we're just thrilled.
Bernadette Peters joins the Tucson Symphony to sing a concert of her favorite songs on Saturday, March 19th at 7:30 at the Tucson Music Hall. There's a link for more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org. The Tucson Symphony is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.